from Tidbits, 21st of May 2012. This is QuickTime Format Extender Perion to Cease Development by Steve McCabe. The developers of Perion, the free and extremely popular video format extender for QuickTime, have announced that they are ceasing work on the project. In a statement on the project's website, the developers have said that it's time to move on, their goal of making video content playback easier on the Mac having been met. What Perion does. Described by its developers as a Swiss Army knife of video playback, Perion has long been among the first pieces of software I install on a new Mac. Out of the box, a Mac can play video through Apple's QuickTime Player, which handles .mov, .mv4, and .mp4 files. Quite happily. Unfortunately, QuickTime Player throws its hands up in despair when asked to play .avi and .mkv files, which are common on the internet, not to mention a host of more unusual formats. This is where Perion comes, or rather came, in. Installed as a preference pane, Perion offers little in the way of configurable options. Instead, it simply operates in the background, quietly and transparently enabling QuickTime Player to play video formats not deemed worthy by Apple. But Perion's days are numbered. The developers have announced that support will cease 90 days after the upcoming final update to Perion. Perion may, they say, continue to function after Apple's forthcoming OS 10.8 Mountain Lion. Or it may not. The Perion people are making no promises, other than that they won't be supporting Perion any longer. Time, they say, to move on to new projects. The source code will remain available for others to improve, but the existing development team won't be working on it. The alternatives. It's quite likely that Perion will continue to function under future releases of Mac OS X for the near future, but it isn't guaranteed, and so users like me, who have become dependent upon Perion to handle playback of movies not Apple approved, will be looking for alternatives. Luckily, all of the main options are free. The first contender is VLC. Like Perion, VLC has a wide reach, nimbly embracing all but the most exotic videos, including DVDs. And, if it's in a really good mood, it can even provide a region-free way of playing DVDs from regions other than the region for which the computer has been set, a feature of interest to anime fans and many people outside the United States. I personally care little for VLC's interface, though it cleaves more closely to Apple's human interface guidelines than does the quirky QuickTime Player. VLC, by virtue of its thoroughness and its longevity, has become the standard against which competitors are judged. Foremost among them is mPlayer OS X Extended, which offers much the same feature set of its rival, including spoggly and unreliable DVD playback, but little in the way of enhancements or embellishments that might make it a compelling alternative. The same is true of UMPlayer, whose unoriginal name hides an extensive feature set. Sadly, though, UMPlayer is let down badly by jerky playback, unacceptable on a 2GHz i7 MacBook Pro, a reluctance to recognise my laptop's DVD drive, and dialogues written by someone who, if we're being charitable, has yet to master English. UMPlayer's interface is strangely reminiscent of Windows Media Player, and its standout feature, YouTube Playback and Recording, is disappointingly dysfunctional. A YouTube search box in the top right of the app's main window returns search results, but UMPlayer seems incapable of actually playing selected videos. Perion's developers recommend Nice Player, which is a nice piece of kit, though still in preview form for 10.7 Lion in a September 2011 release. Similar in its interface minimalism to QuickTime Player, Nice Player eschews unnecessary features such as YouTube access and DVD playback, focusing instead on what a media player should, the playing of media files. Sad then that it's built on Perion, and so will it likely end up stumbling and falling if Perion also does. Recommendations for the Perion user. Lack of support suggests, but does not by any means guarantee, future problems. Perion 1.2.3, the current release, works admirably under Mac OS X 10.7.3. And unless Apple substantially overhauls QuickTime in 10.8 Mountain Lion, it seems fair to assume that Perion will function, at least adequately, for some time to come. At some point, though, it will likely fail, and an alternative will be required by anyone who needs to play a .avi or .mkv file on the Mac. Nice Player seems unlikely to have a future separate from Perion. UM Player, frankly, could use some additional beta testing before being turned loose on the public. And while M Player OS X extended shows promise, it feels a touch immature and unpolished. And that leaves us back where we started, with VLC. It might not be the last word in DVD playback, but right now the obvious candidate to start accepting Perion users looking for a new home is indeed VLC, a mature and stable media player that provides media playback options for more file formats than one can reasonably shake a stick at. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, Doxy, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Steve McCabe. Thanks for listening.